Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Start to fill it.
Do
start
a show poll. Summer.
Start a show poll.
Oh, will you do show poll? We don't do polls here. Got our own opinions. Speaking of my opinion, your shirt. When you got your new nail guns, they give you a free T-shirt with that? There,
what is
Hardy.
That? What is that shirt?
Hardy, what you got there? Filson? Is that a like a Makita?
No, I believe it's an outdoor wear supplier.
Oh.
Stuff.
Like a Carhartt type thing.
Marcy got it for me.
Nice.
I like it.
No, nice.
I like it.
Phil's shirt. I thought it was like a nail gun.
It's good quality shirt.
Staple gun.
It's nice. Proud of you.
It's good.
I didn't want to talk about it.
All right.
Zoe did.
Just an opinion. Like, hey.
Zoe did. You want to talk about it. That's all.
All right.
I'm starting to get sick and I'm really mad about it.
Yeah. That. You know, I love coming down over
outerwear, clothing, bags.
Great. Morrissey Boulevard here.
What?
And it's snow and pollen. And you just see your.
I don't think it's allergies.
And
though.
It's just. Oh no, it is.
Oh, it's allergies.
You sure?
Oh my god! You didn't. Don't you have the yellow powder out on your car and on the porch and everything right now? It's brutal.
We've all got every day. Take it every day.
Take what every day?
The allergy meds.
Every day.
That's the problem. You take it when you don't have a bunch of stuff in the air. So now when you really need it,
should I double up? Should I take another one?
I'm not washing my car.
That help?
I'm not washing my car. I'm not paying to have my car washed.
Not doing it. Let's make kids do it.
You can write it. Yeah, because
they earn their allowance.
They wash it. They come home. You know what they do? They write on it, wash me, because of all the pollen.
Poland?
Poland. Yeah.
Pollen.
All the Poland.
I say Poland?
You said meter. Poland.
My God. Noon time hour on this Friday. Bruins last night at the Garden. A shocking outcome at the Garden due to a non-call on a slew foot of Noel Achari. That is not the entire story. As much as it is a major story of what happened last night at the Garden. And it obviously impacted the outcome of the game. It is what the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, spent much of the post game talking about. It is hard for us to focus on what some of the bigger issues are for the Bruins, but a bigger issue and a more alarming trend and the thing that the Bruins really can actually change and should be focusing on ahead of game six is that they got to score more goals. And offensively, they've got to be a lot better than what they've been in this series. And if they lose the series, will it be because of the non-call in Game 5? Will it be because of that? Will that be the reason why? You can't pin losing a series on one bad call. You can't. And so as bad as it was last night, they've got more games to play, starting with Sunday night in St. Louis, and they've got to figure their crap out, especially on the top two lines. They really do. They've got to sort this thing out fast. They got no option now, though. They're desperate. Welcome to desperation. You're here.
So desperate times call for desperate measures. Is there any measure that he's going to make that is going to say, I'm going to shake this line up or that line going into it? You're just going to keep everything rolling into Sunday night. I bet he keeps it intact. I don't think he does
any shake-ups. Change is actually going to make any difference?
Right. Because it's like futility across the board at the top two lines. We're going to shake that up a little bit. Come on.
I kind of like Coyle with them last night in the short period of time he played with them. It was Bergeron, Marchand, and Coyle. He tried a lot of different things last night. I mean, nothing really worked, but.
Which is, I think, evidence that nothing is really going to make a significant difference. I don't hate it, though. I mean, I think the guy that gets moved is Pastrnak always. If you're moving anyone off the top line, it's Pastrnak. He drops down, skates with Krejci. This is what happens. Brad Marchand has not done anything. Patrice Bergeron hasn't done much.
Who hit the post last night? Was that Marchand? It's Marchand hit the post, right?
You've had... you've had very little from Krejci. He had a save last night. Good for him. Nice that he made a save. You've had next to nothing from...
It's Michael Ryder-esque.
Pastor. I mean, you did have that nice backhanded goal from Pastrnak in the big 7-2 win. You did. You got that. You did have that really nice play on the shorthanded goal from Marchand at the blue line. It's not like they've done absolutely nothing. But in terms of what you expect from these guys...
You're talking about popping.
They haven't given you what you expect to get from them. And they haven't given you what has gotten you to this point.
It feels like they're skating around and they're looking for the Blues to hit them. Which means they're peaking. And that's not good.
Your top talent hasn't performed to a top level. And if you expect to win at this time of year, you've got to have those guys perform. And they haven't. And you haven't gotten enough. And so... If they do lose, the story won't be, it won't be that they had a bad call in game five that went against them. The story will be that the top guys didn't show. That will be the story. That will be what you put on the tombstone for the 2019 Bruins. Top guys didn't show up when you write that obituary, which I would not write yet because they're more than capable of turning this thing around. I don't think they're dead.
No, it was less than
this series is over.
It was less than a week ago they hung five legitimate goals on them in a Saturday night game, added the empty netter and another, call it a garbage time for if you want to, but they can score on this team. They absolutely can.
You really need to do, if you're the Bruins, go there and play a good game and win a game and play well, and you are right back into the heads of the St. Louis Blues, and they are facing a game seven on the road in your building. You got to win a game. You know, right. this is the epitome of one game at a time right now. Just win a game. Win the one game in front of you. Play well in that game. Score goals in that one game. And then when you go into that game seven, everything that has already happened in the series is behind you. And who's the pressure on at that point? Who gets nervous going into that one?
No, are we done with that though? They said the Blues would be the Bruins are in a better spot coming back 2-2 too. So I'm beyond that point. Get to game seven. There's no more pressure on anybody else. It's pressure on everybody.
Okay, fine. Great.
Nothing worse than losing game seven.
I don't care about.
But then there's nothing that is extra or added on, or you're not at any sort of disadvantage going into a game seven.
Except for the fact that the referees might swallow the whistles and play 5-on-5, and you haven't done
that work out
5-on-5.
Fine, but this is my point, Jim. It ain't about the referees. It's about you at the end of the day. You. Not you. Your inability to score 5-on-5 is not the fault of the referees. You not getting calls is on your... It's a problem because you've been unable to score goals 5-on-5. That's not the ref's fault. It's your fault. You get paid a lot of money to go out there and score goals 5-on-5. David Krejci, Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Patrice Bergeron. This is what you guys get paid to do. So why don't you do it? Sorry, you got to do it. And I get it. The refs sucked. They've sucked now for three games. They've been atrocious. Well, two games. The last two. They've been horrible.
See, the worst part of
following
it too
game
is
we've
talked about the futility of those top two lines, not only in this series, but almost in every other series to get to this point. So say you get eliminated. Now you look at it and say, maybe it's time to make some changes up there. You know? We look at it. Maybe we're not as good as we thought these guys were when the lights are its brightest.
Who?
I don't know any of them. Not Bergeron, obviously.
Oh, Marchand?
Maybe.
Marchand's not that good?
Krejci? Pastrnak?
Why do you say obviously with Bergeron, though? Why can we not criticize him?
Because I think Jim, I think he's finishing here. He's a Bruin.
All right. So you can say he's played poorly, but he's not going
anywhere. Oh, no, he's played poorly. I think he's a Bruin for life. You know what I mean? They'll find a way to get that done. But, like, at some point, you're like, okay.
Oh, I just
look at some of the stuff that's happened with some of the guys.
I mean, listen, I have my gripes with Brad Marchand, but I didn't know we were going to question his talent.
We're paying you to score goals.
We're going to question Brad Marchand's talent now? Or Patrice Bergeron's talent?
Who don't you take calls?
Or crap. David Pastrnak's talent? The guy's ridiculously talented.
You lose three games in a row here. Say you lose game six. That's
you can
three
question
in a row
David Pastrnak's toughness in
three
this
in
series. Yeah. I'll question that all day long.
Question what the hell happened during the season.
But that's not his talent.
Down.
That's not his abilities to score goals. I'm not questioning that.
I'm just saying, when you can't win, they question everything. People look.
I'm not going to question how good they are.
Who do you
or
not
their ability
take calls
to score on any of those guys.
After the injury report comes out after the season, too, though, to determine that.
Okay. Sure. Well, there's a long track record of David Krejci having success in the playoffs. Okay. He's got a playoff track record, as does Brad Marchand. I know that he's had some dry spells as well in his playoff life. He's also won a cup, as has Patrice Bergeron. So, no, I don't think we need to question whether or not they're any good. No, I'm not doing that. That's not what this is about. Can they win at this time of year? Two of the guys we just mentioned already have. They've won a cup. They've got their name engraved on it, and they've been there before in a follow-up trip, and now they're here again. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that with those guys. No way. They're capable. I'm not questioning whether or not they're capable of it. It's a matter of will they do it. And I'm still not going to write them off because they still do believe they can do it. And here they are in this spot again, though. And this is for the first time this year we feel like we thought they'd turn it on. We thought they'd have a response, as they have all year long. Regular season, playoffs, they've responded. When they've had their backs to the wall, when they've been put in an uncomfortable spot, they've bounced back, they've responded, they've had answers all year long. And this feels like for the first time all year, this version of the Bruins hasn't had an answer. For the first time, but it's still not too late. There's still time left. There's still time to respond. The question is, will they? And nobody knows. Nobody knows. But there's time. They're not dead yet. But if they lose, it won't be because Kelly Sutherland sucks at his job. That will not be why they lost the series.
No. And it's not, I don't have to talk myself into it. It's not, are they capable of a response? Yes, they're totally capable of a response. I'm expecting one. And not as a result of any momentum or loss of momentum. No, they're good enough to go in there on Sunday and win that game. Absolutely. And then maybe to what Jim said earlier, game seven, it kind of feels like a toss-up. It really does. But are they good enough to go in there and win on Sunday night? Yes. But if they don't, there's two storylines to come out of this series so far, beyond the injuries, which is going to happen virtually every year, and that's the lack of production from what you thought was your surefire bets offensively for the Bruins, and to a lesser degree, the officiating. But are they still good enough? Are your top offensive talents still good enough to go in there and score a few goals for you on Sunday so that you can win and come home and play a game seven?
Yes.
Yes! Just do it. Just do it.
Brad, just lose Sunday if you're not going to do it. Just lose and get it over with.
Yeah, make
tea. Why extend things? Yeah. Make your tee times.
You're up 2-1. After Saturday, you're feeling great. Phil, the series is pretty much all but over. Take care of business. You're facing being eliminated this Sunday.
Action update here, and we're back with more of your calls on last night's result.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
You think?
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Let's go right to your calls, as promised. Joe's in Florida. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Joe.
I just wanted to mention, we're talking about referees, and if you remember last year, I believe it was last year, that one Bergeron was winning like 90% of the faceoffs in the playoffs, and one of the coaches complained, and then all of a sudden, he was getting kicked out of the faceoffs, all of a sudden. That is my complaint, because, you know, even the linesmen, they're doing it because they're the ones that kick them out. But my point is, it seems like every time a Boston team wins a championship, there's a new rule the following year, especially with the Patriots. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay. So what do you think the rule change is going to be?
The rule change is like speak of last year, the overtime win. The other team didn't get a chance to get the ball. Now, the Bruins are playing really well, and Bergeron, you might as well just give him the puck on the faceoff. And then the coach complained, and all of a sudden he was getting kicked out.
Okay, well, I can tell you this. Last night, Patrice Bergeron took 25 faceoffs, which is the most on the Bruins. Second on the Bruins was David Krejci with 17. And the next closest guy, I believe, was, let me double check, Corrali with 8. So Patrice Bergeron is still taking the majority of faceoffs for the Bruins. And he won 60% of his faceoffs. You know what David Krejci was last night on the dot?
What was he, Beetle?
4-13.
Oh.
Is that good?
No.
Is that good? With winning 4 of his 17 faceoffs? Is that?
No. That's good. If your birthday is April 13th, that's good.
That's 23.5%. That was his record last night. Bergeron won 15 of his 25 faceoffs. He was 15-10 last night. 60% was his percentage. Okay. So Patrice Bergeron.
I didn't realize they had that many guys that skilled that could take the puck like that away from Krejci on the dot.
Well,
as long as he's been around.
Yeah, got his ass handed to him last night on that front. Again, he made a save, though. He did make a save.
Nice save.
And it was important. It was an important play in the game.
I thought it was going to be a game-saving save.
Tuukka got screened, and Tuukka got beat on that play, and he came back around and, you know, came sliding into the play and made a save. And it was an important one on where Torrey Krug was being held for about 6 minutes to the right of Tuukka Rask. And Krug is being held and is waving his arm, trying to get the hell out of there and trying to draw the attention of the officials. But no call on that play either. But Krug was being pinned down by Oscar Sundquist on that play. No call on that one. Another non-call. And that one matters because Krug is trying to get down into the corner as a defenseman to try and make a play on the puck. And the puck goes down into the corner. And they're able to center the puck and they make a play. And you get a shot on goal. And nope, no call. Like, that's one where you directly look at it and say, a call there makes a difference. You know, that's the type of thing that directly impacted the play on the ice that could have led to a goal. It didn't. The Bruins were able to make a play so that it didn't lead to a goal. I'm glad that David Krejci, maybe they should put Krejci, you know how they always talk about, you know, callers tell us they should make Krug a forward? Mm-hmm. Maybe they should make Krejci a defenseman. What do you think? Make Krejci, we'll switch it up.
Why not?
For game 6.
All those callers were coming back to mind last night after Achari went out and they only had 10 forwards left.
Yeah. Make Krejci a defenseman, Krug a forward. We'll switch him for game 6. That's what you do. Kevin's in Braintree. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I agree with Zoe. I think they need to make some changes if we lose. You can't play the what-if game. But, Beetle, do you feel comfortable with this core group? If we have to say, you know, next year, if Tampa's still around, Montreal, Washington.
If the teams are still around, those teams are still going to be around, and those are highly skilled teams. And am I okay with the core group? The core group that we mentioned, those four players? Yeah, but I don't think it's enough. No, I don't think that's enough. I don't think Pastrnak, the core of Pastrnak, Marchand, Bergeron, and who am I missing? Krejci? You know me. I've been trying to trade David Krejci for 5 years, so you know my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
He had a good year, but still.
This is when you need him.
You've got good young talent. I mean, you've got good young players. DeBrusk is good.
Yep.
Do I think it's enough to consistently be beating Tampa Bay? No. I know that Tampa Bay fell apart this year. Washington? No. They've got your number. Be kicking the crap out of the Bruins. But I'll leave that for another day. We don't have to talk about that now. No, I'm not looking to blow up that core.
No. That's what you start doing. That's what people will start wanting. If you can't finish, you can't complete the task. You had 2-1 series lead. You get smoked 3 straight.
He said he agreed with you. What does he agree with you on?
They'd have to take calls and make it some changes. Or maybe some of that top core. Like Pasternak. I'm like Pasternak and Krejci.
If they lose this series, they want to dismantle the team?
I don't know, Beetle, but that's what ends up happening.
I think you guys are nuts.
All right. Put up another single digit on Sunday.
Here's one thing I'll guarantee. If Tuukka gives up a couple goals in the first period on Sunday night and they lose, you're going to hear the Tuukka stuff on Monday.
Maybe not the whole team, but you're going to hear
the Tuukka stuff.
Now it's a totally different conversation. I'm talking about they want to dismantle the forward group.
I think everyone's fine with getting rid of Krejci, but besides that, no.
Pasternak? What? We're going to trade David Pasternak now? If the Bruins don't win the cup, they're in the cup final. The hell are we talking about?
He's their biggest personality, arguably. He's in the commercials. He's their guy.
Talented, pure goal scorer on the roster. Zoe throws this out there, and we have callers agreeing with him, and they haven't even... And they could still win the series.
What's he done? What's your high-end guys done? What have they done?
What was that guy's name? Kevin and Braintree? Kevin and Braintree and Scott Zolak are trading Pasternak.
I see a Braintree.
Kevin and Braintree Scott Zolak are trading Pasternak if the Bruins lose the series. Trading pasta. Wow. Chris in New Hampshire. Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Your phone, not so good.
You guys are on Team Kyrie. I'm on Team Pasta.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm on that team.
I like pasta.
I mean, I understand the criticism of him not going in for the puck the other night and the toughness factor there. I get it. But what? Still love the guy. Tons of talent. You need that talent. Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Hey, you know, this as far as if the Bruins end up losing, they're not going to change much because let's be honest. St. Louis was horrible until Berube got there, and he's the perfect coach for that roster. And you know what? I'm not going to, you know, as far as the penalty went last night, it was horrible. And I'm more upset, like you guys, is that the league just doesn't admit they screwed up. That upset me more than anything because I don't know what the outcome would have been. And to be honest, I still think St. Louis would have won, but, you know.
Do you?
Like you guys,
what if that's a one-goal game? Say you take that goal off the board and Achari's able to help defend that backside.
Oh, no, I agree, but I'm saying I don't know if they would have won the game, but obviously it had an effect. But I just am so – I can't believe the NHL. I mean, just admit you screwed up. I mean, the statement bothered me more than anything. Like, it's right in front of your face. The official was staring at it. It's not like someone was not watching the play or somebody missed it or, you know, he was obstructed. He was right there. I mean, just admit you screwed up.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. It's ridiculous. It's what's so fraudulent about it. So fraudulent about the league. You see the front page, I guess, of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today?
Well, they're having some fun with it.
Wow.
Yeah, NHL in your face. Here's our front cover of our paper.
Oh, trip. What a trip, it says. Victory puts Blues on verge of the cup title. In the picture on the front.
And that team won. They're laughing at the NHL.
Is Bozak tripping Achari. Yeah. What a trip.
And here's what I think is the most egregious part of putting a headline. The assistant managing editor for the sports section of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch tweeted about it, too. And the picture of Bozak tripping Achari, what a trip. His comment on it was, while Boston fans, players, and coach whine, St. Louis is enjoying the journey. This headline flips the script.
Flip.
Huh. Oh, my God.
Get it?
Whatever. You'll all be out of a job in 6 months. You're a newspaper.
Oh.
That's what you could say to anybody in newspapers. Unless you have someone like Daddy Warbucks, like at the Globe, where he, you know, keeps everybody employed. Yeah. It feels like it's over.
Out of charity.
Oh. What? Is that wrong? What'd you say? It feels like it's over.
Oh, yeah, for newspapers. That's what I was talking about. It feels like it's over. Newspapers in general.
Shaughnessy somewhere is going, grumbling about it. 617-779.
I don't agree with you.
98.5.
Yeah. I hope you're wrong.
Congratulations.
Enjoy my paper every day.
Congratulations. I'm going to call and cancel mine right now.
See, you still get it too. So you...
I don't get the. I don't get the. I get the digital.
Your dog on the nose.
I get
that. Right?
I get the digital subscription myself.
All right. Well, that's still the paper,
and I shouldn't even do that.
That's
because
still
I don't
the
use
paper.
It.
Okay, then don't buy it anymore.
You know what,
don't reference it. Don't talk about any of the columns that are written by people in the newspaper.
I don't want to support that industry anymore.
Then don't reference any writer whoever writes anything. Does your job for you. Goes out and does all the research. Gives you something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's your anti-newspaper rant. You talk about stuff that gets written in the newspaper every single day. So what is it that you don't like about it? Makes your job too easy? What? I'm not even a newspaper guy. I'm not going to...
Oh, you're very much a newspaper.
No, I don't...
Hey, I'm just an old man.
I don't
you
work
like
for a newspaper. I've never worked for a newspaper.
You're a man of habit. You like
I'm,
having that in your
I'm
hand.
A guy who enjoys the newspaper. You're I'm not going to rail against him and laugh and say they're all going to be out of a job.
Pop up.
Not when we use them... every single day to do our job. What is it that you hate about it so much? I know.
Hardy's mad now.
I am mad.
All right, Hardy has headlines. We're back with your calls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Reaching. Johansson, Pasternak, wrap around Binnington. Head save. He's been pushed into the net by the stick of Krejci.
That puck stays on the north side of that goal line.
They're still going to turn around. I guess they're going to go and look at this. But he was pushed in. Why do you go and look at it?
Well, I mean, the whistle was blown, too.
Yeah.
Hey, roll up to your local Krispy Kreme for a great cup of coffee and the signature hot original glazed donuts. Krispy Kreme, the official coffee partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of the four-goal promotion.
They are turning around and looking at this, but Krejci had pushed it into the net.
Well, the crowd is on their feet. The crowd saw something. I may have seen one look, Curve, where we saw some daylight with that puck over the goal line.
They call this a goal. Joe, you might have to do the rest of the period because I'm either going to have to bite my tongue off or get fined.
There's no goal on the play. The play was complete. Never enters the net.
What the hell took so long?
I have no
like,
idea.
Seriously, come on, guys.
I have no idea. Got a little nervous, though, when the crowd got all
excited.
They had
to put the video replay booth in our radio booth.
Oh.
Well, they didn't get four goals last night. So the four-goal promotion at Krispy Kreme is out down in St. Louis today.
I don't know. I was getting a little nervous there.
Yeah.
Get a little nervous there with the crowd.
What the hell took so long?
What the hell is going on? Oh, no, I don't appreciate your language, though. No, I'm going to drop the old H-E double hockey stick.
I say put one of these monitors in a radio booth. 617-779-0985, the telephone number.
Those tool bags are close to winning the Stanley Cup.
They played better. They played better last night.
Yeah, they did. You won the first period. Bruins, I thought, won the first period. Came out flying. Energy with the Chara stuff, everything. They're flying around. Actually attempting to look for looks and shots.
Well, I mean, they had chances in the first period, but... Binnington made stops. So, I mean, if you're basing it just on chances, Yeah, the Bruins created some chances.
Yeah, they outshot them. Regardless of the shot total, I felt really good coming out of period one about the Bruins. And that changed period two. Like that. Boom. Here we go again. It's that team. The teams that win two periods in this series. You could come out and play great like they did in game one. Bruins end up stepping on their throat next two periods, and they end up winning. Just because you play great in period one doesn't mean you're going to win the game. Yeah, it's a blown opportunity.
Here's what I don't hope is that our angry friend Mark Capello and his assessment of the situation last night was not correct. As he surveyed what was going on after two periods, he goes, "This is what wins now. You build out from the defense. You put any sack of crap back there in net, and you have just great defense, but you build out from there. Just build with the defense." I don't know if it's going to be any kind of a trend that you can point to in the NHL. There, different teams have won over the past 7, 8, 10 years. But if other teams are looking for, maybe a method, if they're kind of stuck and they don't know which direction to go, that is, St. Louis is showing that's a good way to do it. Strong defensive core. Just build out from there. Not with a goalie, literally your defenseman and forwards that play well defensively. Not flashy, not necessarily fun to watch all the time, but you build from the back end and just put anybody back in that. It really doesn't matter.
They should Claude coach that team. Oh my God.
Right? I don't think the league is going that way. We've seen it going the other way for a long time.
That's Claude's team right there, baby.
But
oh, man, he's trying to win that game 0-0 last night. Oh, boy, is that his type of team.
It's not just the Bruins they're beating. They've beaten other teams, doing this with what's supposed to be the high-flying, fast, offensively-minded NHL.
Yeah, what did they say? Grind them bitches down?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We're just going to bore them to death.
Yep. We're going to know it.
Going to hit them a lot, and they don't like it.
Oh. Yep. Ryan's in Salty. Ryan.
How are you guys?
Good.
Couple of points. Maybe this is me being desperate, but would you start hovering, like, say, Pasta around, like, a little behind the defenseman at center ice to keep them, the defenseman back? Someone tell Brad Marchand to get off a methadone mile before the games.
Wait, what do you want to do with Pasternak?
Oh, anybody on our team, like, just have them hover behind their defenseman. Keep them on their toes so they're pinching really well right now.
What about that methadone?
I said, someone tell Marchand to get off a methadone mile before the game because he looks terrible.
All right.
He might as well pinch a tent out there.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Terrific quality.
Oh, no. Pasternak hover behind the defenseman, so get him less involved offensively?
Earl's on the road. Earl.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah.
Hey, Earl. I want to talk to Hardy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Hardy, can I name that out of tune? Is it Far Behind by Candlebox?
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been waiting a long time for that.
All right. Thanks, Earl.
All right. Goodbye now.
What the hell is going on here?
It's referencing a BCN bit from 12 years ago. I don't know. I thought maybe he had an additional point he was going to make after that.
He said the Bruins, his call line said...
You know what? This is how you feel today, man. This is how you feel today. Man, this takes me back to mid-90s.
It's a candlebox kind of day.
You said the Bruins have been
Turn
making
up,
too
Jim.
Many passes.
Pseudo-grunge. Even Courtney Love hated these guys. God, I miss BCN.
You ever miss music?
What?
Like DJ music?
What?
You ever miss being the DJ?
I still do.
No, I know that, but like...
Hey, man, it's River Rave coming up next weekend.
No.
We crank it up.
It's more fun being here
Chachi,
with you.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. It's the best.
Here's another song for you.
Highlight of life.
Spin Doctors.
Would you stop playing this, Jim? No one's in a good mood, and this is not going to help anybody, anything.
I'm gonna punch stuff.
That's it?
Yeah, I think so.
You asked that when we were down at Canal Street. Could that have been our worst potential bank of callers? This is up there. It's It's a pretty good one. Pretty bad bank here.
Is there anything that's going to put us in a good mood today?
Can McCarthy not wear the same shirt every time he comes into the building? Now I'm on everything.
Is he wearing is he wearing the Red Sox jersey?
I have a question.
That Sports Hub golf.
I have a real question. Is there anything from last night's game that will put us in a good mood?
No.
Anything from the game?
Yeah, anything. Any angle to the game.
I laugh every time I see Cam throwing the bottle.
It doesn't make you happy, though.
Nah. Yeah. If he hit somebody, it'd make you laugh. Like, say, Chamorro was on the other side. Whoa! Look out.
Yeah. No, I can't think of a thing. I didn't get any jelly beans last night. It's one thing I was looking forward
to.
Get
a jelly bean.
I didn't get any jelly beans.
Why? Were they all out?
They're all out. I had to eat some of the Reese's Pieces that Dolph had sitting in a plastic cup next to him.
He probably is like licking. Like,
I know. I was thinking about it too, but I was hungry.
Beginning a black mass when he's sitting there and he's looking at him, eating them nuts, and he's looking at his face. Don't put your fingers back in the bowl. Because you're a freaking disgusting pig. I'm watching you lick your fingers.
Yeah. Was that a full bottle that Cam picked up?
That thing moved, yes.
I think that is a full bottle.
Yeah!
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
It's got some
Can
weight
we slow
to
it down? Is there a way to slow that down,
Boom.
Guys?
Oh, see, they aren't moving. The other ones.
I mean,
those are full bottles.
It's at least half. It's at least. It's got to be at least half full the way it
is. Tomorrow.
No.
The favorite part is how he goes back to pick it up after he's done. Goes back up to watch it on the ice, then he goes back to pick it up.
I don't know if it is full. It's hard to
tell.
It
ain't empty.
It's definitely not empty.
Oh, my God. Look at Beers. Look at Beers on the other side of the wall. Losing his mind.
Oh, no. He hears it hit.
Oh. Also not Bob Beers.
That's not Beers?
Nope.
Oh, no. It looks like it. Right, I tell you where it looks like Beers. Right there. Yeah. But it's not him.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Unless Bob Beers is excited by the goal and is pumping his fist, I don't think it's Bob Beers.
That's their tool bag color guy.
Beers stands up when he makes a call anyway.
We'll see if the calls get any better. 617-779-0985. And oh, by the way, Zdeno Chara played last night, and it was special, but not really special because the Bruins lost.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
His 21st season from Princeton, Slovakia. Number 33, Zdeno
What do you mean,
MZO character? Oh, it was great. No, I mean, showed his character. He's, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for him to not play. And, you know, yeah. Got some big balls.
Yeah, huge balls. Huge balls. Tuukka Rask.
Got some big balls.
Yeah, big balls, said Tuukka. Ooh, hauled him right on into the building last night. And played in game number 5. Bruins lose 2-1. Goes back to St. Louis Sunday night for a game 6. 617-779-0985. Charlie is in Attleboro. Let's go to his call. Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
So I just want to talk about, like, I saw, like, a lot of shots that could have been taken last night, and I feel like they're trying to pass it up and make extra passes all the time. Like, Bergie won a face-off to Krug in the third period where he had a wide-open wrist shot from the circle, and he just passed it up back to the point. And I feel like they should just be taking those shots, especially late in the game like that.
No, I think you're right. I don't think they should be looking for that extra pass at any point in the game. Not against this goaltender, not when you're having difficulty scoring those goals in any regard. It's like, put the puck on the net and worry about some stuff afterward, you know?
Looking for the perfect pass.
What's happening more often than not is that pass is getting broken up before you even get a chance to make the pass.
Are they not seeing things and something's really not there because we aren't hockey players, but yet every time we see that when we're watching the games on our little text string, everybody starts with the too cute with the passes again. Yeah. Here we go again.
Yep.
Like we see it. All of a sudden they don't see it, or is it something they're trying?
Adorable little passes they were trying last night.
Too cute. Don't do it. Shoot it.
Start shooting. Start hoping for redirection. Start hoping for tips. Start hoping for all of it.
The only thing good about last night was like it didn't feel like the game before when it felt like they were on a power play for about 3 minutes when it was an even strength. You know, there weren't those type of moments where you couldn't get the puck out of your own end. They talked about that. We need to get better in our own end and clear the puck. I guess they did that. But, man, you need to generate some offense, man. This guy isn't a great goalie. He really isn't. Played great last night, though. You got to give it to him. Made those stops early. Maybe that got in our head. Like, wow, okay, we're getting chances, but man, he's stopping us. So maybe we need to.
He made stops. He played well.
You letting this guy shut you out?
But I don't know who said it. Hardy, I don't remember if you were there or not.
One hockey analyst has termed this guy great.
I forget. Maybe it was even you that said it. Wow, this is a flashback to the Claude days where they're taking shots and they put it right into a guy's pads, you know, or they take a shot and they shoot it right at his chest. You know, you've got to be a little bit more creative here. But at least they're putting the puck on net early. Later on, they weren't even doing that. And it just felt like, okay, you were getting some opportunities. You got to keep putting that puck on net, and they didn't do it.
If your choice is between putting the cup directly into the center of Binnington's chest protector or making a cute pass through traffic, put it into his chest protector.
Yes.
Because at least there's the chance, yes, he's going to cough it up for a rebound.
There were rebounds early that were there.
You could do something.
Needy rebounds.
Because as good as they've been in clearing those out, they're even better in breaking up your cute passes.
Ben is in Charlton. Hey, Ben.
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
How you doing?
So, win or lose with this team, they're going to have to look at the bigger picture. With Krug and Krejci, you know you're going to have to move on from Krug. The guy they're going to have to go after is Taylor Hall. He himself expressed that he's not going to want to sign with New Jersey. They're going to take a look at that. And so what you guys are just talking about, you got to pound Binnington. You get in that kid's head, he's done. He's done. That's all I got to say, boys. Happy Friday.
Okay, I'm not doing the offseason yet. Zoe's doing the offseason. I'm not doing it. Zoe, your thoughts?
Not ready to do that yet.
You already traded away Pastrnak.
You get skunked again. You lose 1-0 or 2-1 again. And those calls will come. They'll start coming Monday because you're going to get angry folks.
Zoe said that, we got a couple tweets of Sagan comparison after 13, trading Sagan.
No.
Well, he didn't want to be here. Right. So, not like he didn't have talent before, you know.
This is what today has done.
Yeah.
Today has turned David Pastrnak into Tyler Seguin.
Play like you did last night again and do it for three consecutive games.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.